And this is Morning Edition on WPR News. I'm Robin Washington in Superior. Wisconsin's 75th Assembly District has moved to the left, literally. In the new map adopted this year, the district has moved west to the Minnesota border along the St. Croix River, centering around Burnett and Polk counties and the towns of Webster and Amory. The towns of Barron and Rice Lake are now in the 67th District, and with them, incumbent 75th District Representative Dave Armstrong of Rice Lake, who will be running for that seat. The open 75th District seat is being sought by Republican Duke Tucker of Grantsburg and Democrat Jane Kleiss of Sterling, both of whom have been invited to join us. Originally from East Tennessee, Kleiss is a graduate of Mary Baldwin University in Virginia. She moved to the area in 2007 and left a corporate career not long after that to work at Cafe Wren in Luck. Then she started her own personal chef business, Jane's Just-in-Time Meals. She and her husband and son live in Sterling, where she serves on the board of the local theater company, and she joins me now. Welcome to Wisconsin Public Radio, Jane Kleiss.
Thank you.
So let's just go right to the questions, starting with, why are you the best candidate to represent the 75th District?
Well, that is such a great question. I have this great knack for problem solving in my life. I've found I don't tend to look at problems the same way as everyone else. And I've found time and time again, talking to people at their doors, that a lot of people around here run right down the middle. And it's been, you know, politically speaking, and it's been really interesting to talk to them about frustrations as far as the state legislature not moving forward on things. It's come across to a lot of people as playing partisan games. I've never been a huge partisan. I can see benefit from really considering all viewpoints to really get good, strong solutions to the issues facing our communities, like being able to access childcare and ways that government can help support people in their lives, not handouts, but just making sure that we've got the infrastructure we need to be successful in our rural communities. And that's an area where I think my opponent and I are different. I can see where government can be there to help support people in their darkest hours and really help support healthy communities and being able to really access all the opportunities that our area affords us.
Okay, and thank you. Moving on, what's the single biggest issue facing the district and how can the legislature address it?
You know, the single biggest issue I see when I'm talking to people is they're concerned about being able to access health care when we need it. We've seen in neighboring districts, systems closing down, people leaving moms to travel quite a long way when they're in labor. And we can do better than this in our state. You know, when you're having a healthcare emergency, the stress of having to drive an extra hour to access care shouldn't be part of your worries at that point.
Thank you. The question of a wolf hunt has gotten much attention in the region and taken up much of the time of the Department of Natural Resources, to say nothing of other officials. The area saw a wolf killed by a young man just last month. Your district has farmers who may be concerned about their livestock, as well as environmentalists concerned about protecting the wolf. Is there room for compromise here?
You know, on the wolf hunt issue in particular, I think there is room for compromise. I do believe that it's an issue best managed by the experts in the field and should be left to the DNR to make the appropriate decisions to manage the wolf population. But I think that there's a lot of room that we can continue that discussion on how it's handled and how we can help farmers who may unfortunately lose some livestock and make sure that they're protected as well.
Thank you. Your district now borders on the St. Croix River, which goes into the Mississippi. There's been a lot of talk about PFAS in rural Wisconsin. What does the legislature need to do? And if it's money, how does it balance against other needs, as you mentioned, like health care and mental health in rural areas?
Now, this issue in particular is near and dear to my heart. We live 8 miles from the river here, and it's such a beautiful waterway. We really do need to address PFAS contamination in our water. And it's my understanding that we have funds that have been budgeted and approved, and they're just being held up in the Joint Finance Committee. And I believe that one was due to some issues about liability. I think there's a lot of ways we can address this, but we have to move it forward. We can't leave these issues hung up in the legislature when people need action.
And how do you, as I said, you know, strike a priority there between, I mean, there's only so much money.
There is only so much money, but we do currently have a budget surplus. And I think that this is one of those areas where we don't so much have a money problem, we have a priority problem in how we address these problems in our state.
Okay, and thank you again. Is there any Republican-backed initiative in the legislature that you can get behind? This is keeping in mind that we don't know which party will be in control in the next term.
You know, I find on a number of issues that people aren't all one side or all the other in their views. There's a lot of room for compromise and creative problem solving. And that's one of the areas that I've really excelled in my life. So there's always room for give and take in the discussion. And we get our best solutions when the opposing viewpoint's considered.
Okay, and thank you. We've been speaking with Jane Kleiss of Sterling. She's the Democrat seeking to fill what will soon be the open seat for the 75th Wisconsin Assembly District, facing Republican Duke Tucker of Grantsburg, who has also been invited to join us. Thank you for joining us, Jane Kleiss.
Thank you so much.
You can find complete coverage of local and statewide political races at wpr.org/election2024. And if you have an idea about something in northern Wisconsin you think we should cover on Morning Edition, send it to us. Our email address is northern@wpr.org. That's northern@wpr.org. I'm Robin Washington in Superior. This is Morning Edition on WPR News.